Twice a year, volunteers from community action agencies across the state team up and search for those facing homelessness. During a 12-hour period, they physically count people living on the street and in shelters. The latest results show that last July, there were nearly 6,100 homeless people in Wisconsin, many of them families with children. Adam Smith of the Wisconsin Division of Housing says that's 1,000 more homeless than in 2009.
Homelessness is on the rise, as simple as we can say it. There's only so many shelter beds in Wisconsin, and there's only so many people that you can put in a shelter as a result.
And Smith says it's a statewide problem.
It's really kind of everywhere, and that's the thing that makes it so challenging to address homelessness. People stereotypically always think of homelessness just in the urban areas.
Smith says those facing foreclosure or eviction in rural areas are especially hard hit because they need to travel further to find assistance or shelter. In response, he says smaller communities are stepping up.
In the last 2 years, we've had new emergency shelters open in Ladysmith, in Rhinelander, and as far north as Crandon.
Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.